Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
We are excited to contribute and play with you, and I have a couple of fun playmates that are on today with us, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host, Betsy McLaughlin, and my guests today are Cassie Summers and Tara Taglianti.
Yay!
So, yay! Welcome, you guys. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on and play today.
Thank you for having us, Betsy. We're so excited.
You're so welcome. Yeah. And I wonder, you guys, have you ever doubted yourself?
No way. Never. I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, let's say then.
At least, let's just say maybe like 20 times a day might be a little bit of an understatement, but yeah, it happens. It occurs.
And what about for you, Cassie?
I used to be, I would say, like a doubt, like living the doubt life, like doubting my sanity a lot, actually. Yeah.
That's amazing. Living the doubting life. Yeah. Living the doubt life. And me too, for sure. And even still, you know, and our producer was teasing us just as we were going to the starting the show, and I had this second of like, wait a minute, what? And then he's like, he starts laughing. I'm like, oh my God, right? So it's so easy for us to doubt ourselves, to not trust what we know, to think that we might be going like crazy. And so that's what our conversation is going to be about today. And what if, so the title is actually, what if you're not crazy? I was like, huh? So what if you're actually not crazy, you guys? And what would it take for you to start trusting yourself no matter what and never going to that place of doubt? So that is what we're going to be, you know, talking about and weaving around in our conversation today. And I've got two powerhouses on this show with me today. So as I already introduced, we have Tara Taglianti and Cassie Summers. And we all met through the tools of Access Consciousness. Tara's been playing with the tools for over 10 years, and her target is to empower people and to identify behavior patterns and what attracts a gaslighter, what a gaslighter is, and to cope, recover from the effects of that, gain awareness, and have more of you. And if you guys aren't familiar with what gaslighting is, we will definitely be talking about that first. And then Cassie, and then Tara is from Florida, the United States, and Cassie is from Canada. And she is also, she's a facilitator with Access Consciousness Tools as well, and interested in contributing to people who are looking to have the freedom of a greater, happier, and more conscious life and living. And she's been playing with the tools for 7 years in the pursuit of actualizing living, not just for herself, but really for everybody that she comes in contact with. And she's got your back, and it's time to soar. So how did these two amazing women come together? And they've created an online experience, which is a free summit all about gaslighting. So we'll probably just scratch the surface today. And then they're going to invite you to the summit. It, like I said, it is a free summit, and they'll tell you way more about it than I know. And so that's, and I have not really talked too much about, you know, I was looking at, I was like, gosh, I don't know that we've ever had a direct conversation about gaslighting. And when I first found out about it and really started kind of connecting the dots in my own life, you guys, I was really surprised at how many different ways and forms that it shows up. So Tara, why don't you start us off, and then Cassie can chime in as well. But tell us, what is gaslighting?
All right, all right. Let's look at this. Okay, so so gaslighting is anything. The way that I look at it, I mean, there is the clinical definition of it, and it's but the way that I see it is, it's anything that anyone does to create a sense of doubt in your world. Like if they, any kind, it's like usually a type of, it can be a manipulation. It could be even with like a look and body language. It's usually people do it like to, you know, kind of get control over another person, because mm-hmm. like they slowly, and it's like almost sometimes it can, you know, sometimes people will do it once, but then like methodically or systematically over time, someone doing that to another person, you may have a vibrant, brilliant, amazing being, you know, person right in front of you. And then if they're getting gaslighted over time, that person tends to begin to doubt who they are. They systematically stop being that bright light. And so the way that I'm not going to say the clinical term of gaslighting, even though I'm going to go more with like gaslighting is like, I define it as any kind of a behavior that is like out to slow someone down, stop somebody from being all that they are. And anything that's like, you know, meant to control also by creating a sense of doubt in them so much that they start to think that they're going crazy, you know, like, some gaslighters can actually start to instill, like, tell, kind of drop little hints to people that mm-hmm. make them, you know, like a little seed and it like sprouts. And so they start to think that they're going crazy. And, you know, so that's, to me, that's, in my own words, that's what gaslighting is.
Wow. And Cassie, what would you like to add to this?
Yeah, thank you. There's that, I don't want to say villain, but there's people, and not only just people, entities, governments, media, that are, their target is to control you, and the way in which they do it is to get you to question your reality so that you have to go to them as the source for what's true. You go to them as the source mm-hmm. for reality. And like over time, and they use different like isolation techniques, so that like anything that makes them the source for you, so that you have to go to them, and then they have total power over you. So there's that sense of gaslighting, but there's also the places where it can be almost accidental, like where we choose these things. You could do it as a parent, where you're almost trying to control your child into certain choices, so you negate their awareness. You make them question what's true for them, so that they align with what's true for you. So it's actually a really complex conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it can show up as like that, I'm going to do this to gain power. And then it can show up in these places that we're just unconscious about.
Yeah. Wow. And you're right. There are so many layers and nuances to this. And when I started learning about it, I looked at, you know, where I had actually been that, where I'd had it done to me. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so what you said, Cassie, about the unconscious part of this, and it's, and you guys too, what is the, I'm totally drawing a blank on the one on a movie that's an older movie. What is the name of it?
It's actually Gaslight.
it is actually just Gaslight, right? With Charles Boyer and what is the woman's name?
Ingrid Bergman.
Thank you. My God, I have like no brain cells, so I apologize, guys. But it's from like 1944, and it is such an amazing example of being gaslit, and you know just how he slowly does different things to make her think that she's like losing her mind. And you know, he set out, it, you know, without revealing too much of the story, in case you haven't seen the movie, is, you know, he, for him, it was a very conscious decision. He had an ulterior motive, right? So you've got those kind of things, and then you've got the kind of things like where you might even be mimicking something that you saw somebody else do, or, you know, there's just like a billion different ways that it's going to show up in your life. But as you start having these conversations about what it is and what you can do to change it, I'm curious for you guys, how has having this conversation and in creating this summit, what has that done for in your own personal lives? And whichever one of you want to jump in first, go for it.
You want to go, Taylor?
I mean, okay, all right, fine. I'll jump in. So I'm having a really good time with this. Like, I'm just kidding. Like, no, actually, this summit has been facilitating. I mean, this has been a year in the making, right? So we started talking
Wow.
about this like almost like last year around this time last year, or you know, it's been almost a year. So this has been like a year in the making, and the thing that like the actual, these last 8 weeks or these with, you know, we're within these 8 weeks. I'm one of the facilitators on the panel, and I myself am being facilitated by mm-hmm. this project. It seems like week by week for me, there's been another thing getting revealed to me where I see where I have been the gaslighter. I see where I have been the gaslighty. And then I'm starting to see like all these other places that I just would have never even acknowledged that what gaslighting was. So we have all these different topics,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, it's been, I guess for me, like a perfect example is like, I became aware, like so I had this work, I had this boss. Okay. I had I was working at this like sign shop, and I had created myself into one of the highest paid, you know, designer sign people that the sign shop has ever had. And I was getting all kinds of accolades and thank yous from the customers, from the management and everything. And then when it came time for my review with the owner of the shop, right? We sat down and he sat there, and mind you, I've been getting months of accolades, right? And then he sits in front of me and says, you know what, Tara, I don't think you can do this. Like, I don't think you can handle it, you know, and gave me this review of my work that was completely not what I had been, you know, not what, you know, was, you know, and something was off. And it was almost like he did it so that he didn't have to give me a raise. And it was almost like, instead of
arguing it with him, I just was like, oh, okay. And I feel, and it was almost like, well, he is the owner of the shop. He's the boss. He knows. And right. It was like, I just kind of like signed the paper and continued on my job, but it was like very deflating. So, you know, I'm seeing all kinds of scenarios like that showing up in different areas of life, you know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
So that's just one of them. I mean, there's a ton, but you know, let's hear from Kathy.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest, like the changes, like personally that I've been receiving is my allowance for gaslighters has grown exponentially.
Oh, that's interesting. So same with that. What do you mean, if somebody's listening there, what do you mean by your allowance for them has grown? What does that mean?
Yeah, okay. So I was in an 11-year marriage with a narcissistic gaslighter, like just like the movie that you described, Betsy, was my life. It was very like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that was the occurrence of my life. And then I've had business partners that have gaslit me, mm-hmm. you know, friendships and all that stuff. And I think when we started the summit, there was like this urge in me of like, we need to change this. Like, this is not okay. And like, this is not okay that this is a dominant energy on the planet. We see it in the workplace. We see it in schools. I've been gaslit by teachers. We mm-hmm. see it in couples all the time. I observe it,
yeah.
and I see it often. And some of it is completely unconscious, like I had said before. But sometimes you know it's going on consciously too. Like they're actively
right.
choosing that. So when Tara and I first came together, and I was like, there was this big fist, you know, we're gonna change this, like a bit of intensity about it.
Yeah, we're gonna save the world.
and I still have, there's still like this huge like joy of the change that the summit's creating and the feedback we've been getting from people, but the mm-hmm. intensity of it has dissipated. And with that, mm-hmm. so in Access Consciousness, one of the tools that we talk about is allowance, and that's where you can get to a place where it doesn't mean you tolerate unkind behavior. It doesn't mean that you become a doormat and you allow people to gaslight you and treat you terribly. It actually means that it has no effect on you emotionally, mentally, energetically anymore. You get to this place of like allowance of like, okay, wow, I'm really aware that this person is using gaslighting tactics right now. And I don't have to be at the effect of it. I have total choice. So that's probably been one of my biggest takeaways personally from the summit.
Those are really cool things that this has contributed to you guys. Oh my goodness, it's already time for the first break. So you guys, stay tuned for more amazing conversations about this not so easy topic. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a couple.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you ever been gaslit? Have you ever thought you were going a little cuckoo? Have you ever doubted yourself? And, you know, have you ever consciously or unconsciously gaslit somebody else? That is some of what we've been diving into today with Cassie Summers and Tara Taglianti. And, oh my gosh, you guys, this subject... Woo! So, you right before the break, you were talking about the contribution that the summit that you all decided to create and put out in the world, what it has contributed to you. So, tell everybody a little bit about the summit before we go on in our conversation. Cassie,
I think we're both we're being like polite. We're like,
yeah, I know.
So,
go for it, Cassie.
So the more we looked at this, we were like, you know what? We need a group of facilitators to look at this topic. And so what we got is we created a panel of 8 facilitators. And with all those facilitators, we've done 20-minute interviews with them. And we've kind of talked about gaslighting in, you know, their own lives and where they've seen it, or just kind of what they've observed, and with everything. And it's all based on access consciousness tools, which you talked about a little bit before. And so, and then we asked each one to give a tool from like what tool they use or what tool they would recommend for people to start using to undo the effects of gaslighting and to really free themselves. And so the way the structure goes is it's this big free group, Facebook group. You jump in, and every Monday we release an interview. Every Wednesday, Tara and I have been going Facebook Live to kind of address like anything that's kind of coming up and just kind of keep people in the know. And then on Friday, there's an option. This is the only paid part if they want to join an hour call with that facilitator.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There's so much free content, and we've been posting like, you know, memes and clips and even educating people on gaslighting and educating people on the access tools that come up in the interview. So it's been a really cool exploration of these two things coming together, gaslighting and then tools to actually undo them. Because one thing we noticed, Tara and I, we're a part of some narcissism and gaslighting like recovery groups on Facebook and stuff like that, and there's a lot of like there's a support, but not a lot of people actually have tools to but how do you actually get out of it,
right?
Yeah,
and that's what I wanted to kind of dive in this next segment, at least, you know, is so if you start to identify where it has occurred in your life, and then what do you do? Like, because you can just feel like you're floundering out there and you have no idea what to do, or you go to, you know, some traditional methods that may or may not contribute to you. So what do the tools of access consciousness and what you've mentioned that, you know, that are being discussed in the summit, how is that different? And I know it's kind of hard to put into words, but as best you can, like to summarize, and Tara, we'll start with you. Like, how has this contributed and how is it different than maybe other things that you have seen out there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've been working with the tools of access like every single day since I got into them like 10 years ago, right? And then I ended up in
breaking, I was in a relationship, and when we broke up, I was talking with a friend about some of the patternings that were going on, and he kind of pointed it out. He's like, I think you were, you know, in a narcissistic relationship, like you should check this out. And, you know, and I was like, okay. So I researched on YouTube and I found all these, I found a few coaches that I like resonated with, and I would listen, and I got to know the behavior patterns. And it's really interesting because it seems to be a very cookie cutter, you know, you think you're so different, or it seems to be like a very, sorry, I don't know how to word this, but it seems to be like a very cookie cutter patterning of behaviors. And so it's like, for me, it gave me a lot of awareness to know, to be able to see, oh, that's where this was what was going on, right? So I got the awareness of what's going on. I got the awareness of when it's occurring. Now with the access tools, it's way different, and it's like way more energetic. So it's almost like, rather than be like, oh my God, they're doing gaslighting on me, and I'm in resistance and reaction to this person or these people, whatever, it's more like, okay, I can look at it from a different perspective, and rather go into a resistance and reaction, which is almost, I would say, without the access tools, I would go immediately into a resistance reaction, you know, want to maybe, like, I don't know, do some proving, or like, you can't do this to me, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The access tools just pretty much gave me the ability to bring kind of like space to the whole situation.
Mm, and that's a great way to say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And you were going to say something else. Go ahead.
No, I think that's good. I think I'm good right there.
Okay. And then what about for you, Cassie?
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm noticing, so for me, I kind of live my life energetically. Like, everything is like, there's all the cognitive stuff, right? So there's like the thought patterns, there's the, but for me, I notice I go to the energy place. And what I'm noticing happen, especially with some of these, so in this group, there's a mix of people. There are people that have been doing Access Conscious for years, and there's people that have never heard of Access before. And they're here exploring this very new, very different, way of changing stuff in their life, right? Mm-hmm. So there's the mental change. So there's like, okay, I can now identify them. Okay, I can understand psychology. I can understand thought patterning. I can start to understand my emotional conditioning. I can understand when I enter into a new relationship that this is going to trigger these things. So it's like, so there's that mental space of it. And what I love about Access is it actually goes to the energetics of it. And it starts to alter those patterns energetically. And it's like, it's just not there anymore. Whereas with going the mental route, it's like I'm going to recondition. I'm going to, it's like went a lot more work.
Yes.
But also this almost, this hypervigilant way of trying to reprogram yourself. And with the Access tools, what I'm seeing for people that have been here for ages, like with Access Conscious tools, people that are brand new, the energetics is starting to loosen and change things. So some people are like, I just have so much like lightness around this topic, and I can't understand why, because it's gone way beyond the mental constructs of it.
Yeah.
And gaslighting can be very mental. Like, it can be.
Yes.
Yeah,
it kind of puts you into a place of mental overdrive as a survival technique. And so what I'm seeing is this undoing that in a really, like, you could say gentle, energetic way.
And fun. I just want to say that the summit, you should, like, I never had it that we would be cracking up and laughing during some this topic, you know,
such a heavy topic, right?
I know.
Right. And you know, and I love that we're talking about this a little bit, because you know, how much can humor contribute
to changing it and in the energetics of it. So we've all tried to figure things out for so long, right? If only you knew, if only you could figure it out. I mean, how many times have we all said that to ourselves? And yet things don't really change. And so the one of the billions of things that I love about the questions and the tools that we play with in Access that we use in our daily lives, you know, all the time, is that we don't have to figure it out for it to start changing things. And it is because so much of it is an energetic thing. So as we ask these questions, as we start to look at things, and we don't have to have the answers, it does start shifting and changing things. It can be fun. It can be easy. It can make absolutely no sense. And if you guys are like willing to jump on that play with it and experiment and see what happens for you, you know, it could possibly be way easier than anything that you've tried so far. And I wanted to read this definition from Wikipedia about gaslighting. It says, gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation in which a person or a group covertly sows seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or group, making them question their own memory, perception, or judgment, often evoking in them cognitive dissonance and other changes, including low self-esteem. Like, whoa, right?
Yep.
Like, okay. So with that, you know, there's so many places we could go. And so with that, what do you guys know about gaslighting? And I'm going to throw that right back at you, Cassie, first of all.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So my experience, everything that you just read was my 11 years of conditioning. So, you would have a conversation you have these conversations that really stick out to you. Like, it's like not something that you would forget. And then a few days later, your partner, your loved one that you trust and you care for is telling you that never happened. And you're like, yeah, what? And they're so good at it. Like, they are so good at lying. And that it goes to that place where you're like, did it not happen? It really gets you to question your reality. And it's actually, so Tara was talking about how cookie cutter things. So when I first learned about narcissism and gaslighting, which are different, but they can play together, I thought that my relationship was very unique and creative in its abuse. And then when I read the description, I was like, whoa, this is it, exactly to a T. Like, they will research you for 1 to 2 years. And he, my ex,
wow,
said he researched me for 2 years before he ever asked me on a date. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I took it. Yeah. I took it like, oh, that's so romantic. He was nervous. He wanted to get to know me. He wanted to know what I liked. No, he was watching me. He was observing me. He'd come to my work every day. He researched me. He would, and then they give you this, they love bomb you. And this is actually, Tara talks about this in her interview that got released. She's one of the panelists. And he love bombed me for 3 months and created the utopian relationship for me. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is what love is. This is what I've been looking for my whole life. And then the abuse starts. So you have total trust in this person now, trust more than anyone ever, because they've learned exactly what you want to feel loved, and they deliver it to you for a long enough period of time that you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So when this person is telling you that, like, and if you watch the movie, and I highly recommend everyone to watch the movie, but, and maybe make sure you have a support system, because I know for some people it does bring up a lot if you've experienced this. have someone that you trust that you can reach out to. And he starts to use other people and to confuse her constantly and to lie in public. And there's 11 warning signs of gaslighting in a Psychology Today article. And every single one of those 11 things is what my life was for 11 years.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So I have a question that's popping up with that. You know, it's, I'm sorry, I thought you were done. This is one of the things about not seeing each other. You know, you think you're done, and it's like, oops. But I have a question with that. So you were with this guy for a long time, and did you have warning signs that perhaps you ignored, or were you really just not aware of it at first? Or
absolutely. I would say, like, I was probably the perfect person for him to choose. I'm a giver. I like making people happy, people pleaser, like all these traits that I just innately had, right? And so I was always like trying to make him happy, and things would show up where I'm like, these warning signs and confusion. But what's so brilliant about these gaslighters, and I say that because I'm in this space now, and this is where we talk about the lightness. I talk about it and the brilliance of them, not from that I'm happy that they're choosing this, but when you can take the charge off of it, you can see it from a place where it doesn't actually affect you anymore. And so if I ever got to this place of like, you know what, people shouldn't be treating people this way, that's when they bring you back into that warm space of love. And then you're like, no, I was overreacting. Like, that's not really what happened. And everyone loved this person. Like, I'm the one who's having a problem. So that's where you really question your sanity. And it happens so slowly and insidious over time that those little warning signs, you definitely, you ignore them because the love stuff is so good that you're willing to like, that, you know what, that's not that big a deal.
Wow.
Yep.
And what about for you, Tara?
I would say I'm the same. It's like, I hear the music.
See, we hear the music.
Hear the music.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hold that question till after break. We'll be back in a couple, guys. Thank you so much.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Gaslighting. That is our subject today. Have you ever thought you were going crazy? Have you ever doubted yourself? Have you ever created doubt in somebody else's world?
that is just a little piece of what we're talking about today with Tara Tagliani and Cassie Summers. And would you all tell people how they can find out about your free Gaslight Summit if they're interested in checking out more about this? Tara,
yeah,
why don't you tell everybody? Thank you.
Sure, yeah. You guys can check it out at www.gaslightsummit.com. Just go there. You can put in your name and your email, and you'll be signed up. You'll get our welcome. You'll get a few welcome emails. There's a lot of really cool tools and stuff already in the welcome emails. And from there, you'll get instructions and everything to get into the Facebook group. Join us in the Facebook group. And when you come into the Facebook group, just remember all of our interviews are in the announcements section.
Nice.
So you'll have, yeah, so you can just start off. You start with mine, and then you go to Rachel's, and we have Sanjeev. And on all of the interviews are right there for you. The Facebook Lives are all there for you. And then if you'd like to choose any of the classes, there's options for all of that too. So
fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And do you remember, Tara, what you were going to tell us before break?
Oh yeah. So wait, can you restate your question just so that I had something, but I just want to make sure I'm still on the same point.
I don't remember.
All right, cool.
Sorry.
So, yeah, so, okay. So basically for me, like a lot of the same, like as far as like the type of person I am, same thing like Cassie, I'm a very, you can consider me very empathic, very sensitive. Like I've always been called highly sensitive, mm-hmm. even slightly autistic, which is, you know, upon researching, I've learned that people with like high functioning autism and you know those more sensitive types are very susceptible to gaslighters because they don't, you know, it's like they're just so trusting. Sorry, there was like some loud noise near me, and that's actually the topic of this week. We have Sewell Wynn Jones, and his week is all he's you know the X-Man on the panel, and he's me talking a lot about that. But you know, one thing, Betsy, I really want to kind of throw out there is like, there's becoming aware of these things, moving through them, using the tools, setting yourself free. And then what do you do? I'm just throwing this out there. I want to throw this out there because this is something that's come up on the summit that I didn't even expect to have to like look at or deal with, but been amazing. What do you do when that person comes into your life that's not the gaslighter, that's actually there to be kind and give and actually what you've been asking for shows up and you have the kind, caring, nurturing, healing energies almost like for the first time in your world? Like that's been like, you know, what has opened up for me is I've been so aware of the way that I actually push that away and because it's so weird and feels so awkward and different. And you're like, what the heck do I do with this? And meanwhile, projecting that this person is going to gaslight me and hurt me because that's all I've ever known. Right.
Mm.
So it's been, like I said, wow, I've got goosebumps all over me because there's been so much that has come up. Dr. Anthony Mattis, his call had a lot about this, about with actually beginning how the access tools, access body processes and other things actually begin to start to give you and your body that sense of like, you start to become able to receive kind, caring, nurturing and healing energies. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that piece with us because it is true. And especially if you have had a lot of abuse and different things in your life, you might not recognize the true kindness that many, many people have. And so what could you do and be to invite way more of that in the world and be able to receive that without automatically thinking that people have an ulterior motive?
Yeah.
So Cassie, what would you do there?
Yeah, that's so brilliant. And that was a lot of what, I guess, so I've been now, it's been, well, maybe 6 years, 5 years that I've been divorced. So the first couple of years, if a kind, caring person came and wanted to be that with me, I would mm-hmm. run. I would be like, mm-hmm. I'm rejecting you, get away from me, you're evil. Because how I explained that love bombing thing, that was that same sensation of like, oh, I can relax into this. And the moment you relax into it, the abuse starts again. So I wasn't, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going to have this abuse anymore. It has definitely been the access consciousness tools, having my bars run, which is a body process, and meeting kind, caring people in within access consciousness has really changed that for me. Part of it's like you're waiting for that punch, like you're like, you know, like the punch that comes behind the kindness, and it keeps not showing up. And after a mm-hmm. while, I had to go, okay, what if I could let this go as a point of view? And your point of view does create your reality. But what if I let this go, that my point of view is everyone here is here to gaslight me or take from me or abuse me. And so I started to, I started to put my attention on, okay, who could I invite into my life that would be kind, caring, and nurturing? So my attention instead of went to what's all the abuse going on and how do I avoid it, to who could I receive from? Where are the people that are kind, caring, and nurturing?
I love that those questions. And it does, you know, even just hearing you ask those right now shifts the focus to, you know, what you actually would like to invite into your life. And so could you say a little bit more on that?
Yeah, it's almost like what you put your attention on grows. So, mm-hmm. and what you're asking, you know, and it also shows the universe what you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in creating a life where I'm surrounded by like really caring, really kind, really playful and joyful people. And so the more I would invite that into my life, and because my attention is there, because I'm seeking it, I'm no longer actively seeking abuse, because what you seek, you're going to find more of, right? So I'm going to find more abusive people. I'm going to find more uncaring people. So I'm actively seeking the kindness, the caring, the nurturing in people. Then I started to have that start to become a dominating energy in my mm-hmm. life. So then on the odd occasion when that other stuff showed up, it was easier to be like, oh, wow, this isn't actually, you know, what I'd like to have in my life.
Mm. Wow, what a great answer. And this conversation has just been, oh, I'm loving it so much. And, Tara, do you have some go-to questions that you ask to invite kind, nurturing, caring people into your universe?
Oh, it's kind of, this is going to be very pretty raw. Okay. This is a very raw, vulnerable answer is like, to be completely honest, I haven't been asking. I noticed throughout the summer that is one thing that I've been asking for kind, caring people to show up, but this summit has shown me that like I could be asking even more. And I would say during the summit, I'm actually starting to extinguish a lot of that protection. You know, mm-hmm. I've got that, you know, New York Italian protection mode, you know, it's like, and so it's like, I've really started to really look at this and just begin to just open and ask to receive way more. So this is, it's been, I'm really grateful to be you know, talking about this like this, because I know I'm getting on this call as we talk. I'm on the other side of something that we even started the summit with. So that's kind of cool.
Wow. That's really amazing. And thank you for your willingness to be vulnerable, because, you know, that's one of the things that over time our barriers go up, and especially when we've experienced, you know, something that has not been pleasant in our life, or some, you know, gaslighter, narcissist, abuse of any kind, you know, even that we've done to ourselves, like all of that, you know, barriers and walls and walls and walls and walls and walls go up and up, yeah, and up, right? And then here you are saying, hey, you know what, I'm actually willing to look at this, to talk about it, and to start to say, there's something different that I would like with my life. And it's not an easy thing to admit that, you know, you're not even sure what it is or what it looks like, and all of that. So I'm really grateful that you are willing to share that with us.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like Kathy put it so brilliantly. She said, it's almost like I would say now it's like a little bit of more past tense for me, but it's like when someone delivers me a lot of kindness, there's always like that brace, like there's always the bracing for like the abuse to occur. So that was
right,
very, very prevalent in my world. And I would say like right now, in this moment, I can tell you it is changing. Very
That's
grateful for
awesome.
That.
Well, you know, even that demand, even making that demand that this changes, like it changes just from having that demand and having it in your awareness, as opposed to like, I'm not listening, I'm not going to pay attention to this, la, 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 right? And so having that shift, like, okay, cool. Now what is possible from here that has never been possible in your life before because of all of the things that you had already decided. So I'm really excited for you and for all of us, and just what this conversation is changing for, and I'm getting chills. Here's my chills, Tara, of what this conversation and what it is contributing to everybody.
Yeah, when you say everybody, I have to mention, because it's like, here we are, we're talking about it like on the mic. I say like on the micro level, which is like the self, the level of I, right? And then there's me. And we just had, I mean, Betsy, you got to hear this. Like, it's John Akintola Ashford. Did a conversation about cultural gaslighting and how we, you know, how we can, what we just kind of looked at on a sense of like, we saw it through my story, but imagine now macro that, that new energy for the world, you know what I mean? Through cultures and what they've, you know, all the things that are, you know, that have been brought up in the times that we are right now, everyone's looking at. Like, what else is possible? Like, it's it's pretty cool.
Wow, that is awesome. You know, and there are so many different arenas and areas, you know, like there's the government, there's cultural, there's there's gender, there's sexual preference, my goodness, it's everywhere around us, and there's so many different ways that we've all been discriminated against or for, you know, and it just, the list goes on and on and on. It's like, and I'm very visual, as I know you all are as well, and I'm, as I'm saying this list, I can almost just see like this huge long thing unfurling of all of the different ways that there's been abuse and gaslighting and narcissistic behaviors. And, you know, like, so with these questions and conversations, what truly can we change now that hasn't been possible before?
Yay! Yeah.
I love it. Well, you all, we literally only have like a couple of minutes left. So, Cassie, any parting words of wisdom that you can give with us?
Thank you, Betsy. I think one thing is just kind of playing with the title of this, and it's actually also the tagline of the Gaslight Summit, What If You're Not Crazy? Because I really did get to a place where I was starting to wonder, and he was already starting to drop the hint that I might need psychological assistance because I was, from his perspective, crazy. Mm-hmm. And so, but what if you're not crazy? What if you truly know something? What if you are a gift, even if you've never been acknowledged for it? And what if the awareness that you're having is actually happening, even if you've never been acknowledged for it? And would you acknowledge yourself now, all of you, for everything you know, even if you can't prove it?
And that
what if you're not crazy?
One of the thank you so much. And that's one of the taglines of Access Consciousness is in empowering people to know what they know. Yeah. And so what about for you, Tara? Parting words.
Oh, wow. I really love the way that Cassie summed that up. So I'd love to just add on there, what if you're not crazy? For real.
Thank you both so much for being with us today. I'm so grateful for this conversation, and I hope you'll come back and have more.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great week. And go check out the Gaslight Summit. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.